I'm with Mac McMillan from Synergistic. Thank you for joining me today, Mac.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's have a conversation about breaches, OCR audits, and healthcare-specific targets in whatever order you prefer.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take breaches first. So the first thing I think that is obvious is that we've had as many, if not more, breaches this year than in any other year that we've had them, right? So the bad news is that we're not seeing a cessation of that kind of activity. In fact, we're seeing it get worse. So that means that healthcare has even bigger challenges in terms of dealing with that. The other thing that's different this year is the type of breaches that we're seeing. We're still seeing a lot of the theft and loss of, you know, mobile devices that aren't encrypted, and we're still seeing people who are taking information that shouldn't be and doing things with it that they're not supposed to. But the other thing that we're seeing this year, which is a big change, is we're seeing at least a doubling in the number of hacks that we've seen this year over previous years, which means that's really a different kind of risk, right? It's a different kind of threat. That means that other people that are outside the organization are actively targeting healthcare, or they're targeting something that healthcare has. And that something, of course, is patient information, right? And we've seen those targeted attacks, if you will, increase as more and more of our patient information has been digitized, right? Today, we have almost all of our health systems on an EHR. We have almost all of our patient information in electronic form. And we have this hyperconnectivity going on, meaning we are connected to so many different people now. Our supply chains are stretched. We have all kinds of vendors who are supporting us. And when I say us, I mean the provider. So that there are many more avenues to attack, if you will, from a hacker's perspective. And that's why you're seeing things, I think, not just because of healthcare, but I think in general across the board in a lot of industries, I think that's why you're seeing things like Heartbleed, why you're seeing things like the latest one with Shell Shock. You know, these are attacks that are indiscriminate. They attack multiple systems across all industries, and for the sole purpose of gaining access and then control of somebody's network, and then obviously to do something that you're not supposed to be able to do. And in most cases, that's to either disrupt or it's to steal information. So the environment that healthcare is in today is far more complex than it ever has been in the past, and the number of breaches that we're seeing is just representative of where we're at. Okay?
So how can people stay ahead of the criminals?
Well, it's very difficult, right? Because there's an old axiom when you're dealing with the criminal element, and that is, especially when you're dealing with information security, and that is that I have to get it right every time. I have to remember to lock every door. I have to remember to close every hole, whereas all they have to do is find the one that I forgot. Just like the community health or system issue with the one Juniper router, right? I mean, you almost feel bad. They probably spent thousands of hours, you know, addressing all of those systems in their environment only to have one that was forgotten be the one that caused them that much pain. But that's the environment we live in today. You forget that one patch, you forget that one configuration, you leave that one port open, and the guy that's out there indiscriminately scanning networks, you know, like when Shell Shock came out last week, from the time that that was announced in the morning until later that day, there were thousands of scans that were run across the internet against businesses and schools and et cetera, just looking to see if that vulnerability was there, because now they knew about it, right? So you don't have to necessarily be the target. You just have to be available.
Well, that's scary. Can anybody ever really be safe? Can an organization...
You can never really be totally safe. There is no such thing as 100% security. So what you have to do is you really have to plan for your security in depth. You have to think about it. It's not just about patching. It's not just about configuration or fixes. It's not just about monitoring or those. It's about all of it, right? It's about how we do it as a total package in terms of defenses in depth, and then it's also about how fast we can react to those things. How fast do we detect them, and how fast can we react to them? Because no matter who you are, no matter how good a job you do, no matter how much money you spend, you are still going to be susceptible to a certain amount of risk. It's just the nature of what we're dealing with. You know, they always talk about things, when you talk about these new threats, and they talk about when you're the most vulnerable. Well, you're the most vulnerable before you know about it, right? When the bad guys know about it and you don't yet. You're also the most vulnerable, the second time you're the most vulnerable is after you know about it and it's out in the public and you haven't had a chance to fix it yet, because that's when anybody who's going to take advantage of that opportunity is going to do it, and more people know about it at that point. And then after that, you're vulnerable when you forget to be diligent, right? When you're not vigilant in how you, you know, you don't always lock your car. You don't always lock your door. There's a break-in in this country. You know, 1 in 4 houses is broken into. Every 9 seconds, there's a breaking and entering. To think that you will never, ever have that happen to you is naive. Now, you hope that it doesn't, and a lot of us actually go through life and not experience that, thank God. But it doesn't mean that it couldn't still happen. And generally, the folks that it happens to are the ones who don't prepare, that aren't diligent, that don't put the lock on the door, that don't pay attention.
So would you recommend folks that are trying to stay ahead, they just need to put systems in place, not so that they will never, ever, ever get attacked, but so if they ever do, they can respond to it as quickly of a way.
Yeah, it's a combination. You want to put as much energy and effort as you can into prevention, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing full well that prevention is not 100% foolproof. And then you want to put energy into being able to detect and react. Right? Those are the three pieces of the three-legged stool, if you will, with security. Prevent, detect, react.
It's very similar to healthcare in and of itself. We want to be able to prevent sickness, detect it, and then respond to it at the
right,
same time.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's the same scenario, too. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's right.
So you can pay a lot after the breach, or you can pay a little bit before and maybe avoid the breach.
Well, Mac, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
You bet.
I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. This has been another Ahima Minute.